So if you guys have any questions whatsoever about keto or intermittent fasting, whether you're starting keto as a new person or just need to debug your program, or you have a question about a product, call one of our keto consultants. They'll be able to help you. Call 540-299-1557. That's 540-299-1557.
Welcome to the Dr. Berg's Healthy Keto and Intermittent Fasting Podcast, where Dr. Berg takes you on the journey for the truth about getting healthy and losing healthy weight.
So it's not just the quantity of carbs on keto that matter, it's the type of carbs that matter. And I'm going to go through this in somewhat detail to give you an example of what I'm talking about. If we were to take kale, for example, 1 cup of kale, it has a total of 4 carbs, 2 fiber, and then we have a net carb because we deduct them of 2 carbs. And then with sugars, it's 0. Now, if we have 0 sugars and just 2 fiber, where's the other 2 carbohydrates? Well, those are starches, okay? So starches tend to break down the body. You can digest them. They break down at a certain level. So because there's a good amount of fiber, okay, like half of this product is fiber, it's going to buffer if there was any sugar as well as the starch. So this means it's actually a very good keto-friendly thing to consume. Let's take soda. 1 can is 39 carbs, right? It's a lot of carbs. 0 fiber. So there's obviously the net carbs are 39 and 39 sugars. So it's pure sugar. So it's going to spike your blood sugar very, very high. So even though 39 carbs falls within the 50 grams of carbohydrates per day, it is not what you want to consume. You want to consume low glycemic carbs. Okay. You don't want to consume 50 grams of actual sugar, because that's just going to spike your blood sugar like crazy. All right, let's go to potato in the form of fries. And these are the French fries that are frozen that you can bake when you get home in the oven, right? And so if you look at the back of the label of potato fries, it has per serving. So we're going to evaluate this based on just 1 serving, which is 3 ounces, which is like 10 little pieces, okay? 10 French fries. And they're not that big. That's like 19 carbs, okay? Only 2 grams of fiber. That gives you a net carb of 17. It's pretty high. But you say it's 0 sugar. So it's good, right? Well, most of that is starch. And the more you cook a starch, the higher it is on the glycemic index. So it's going to spike your blood sugar pretty well. But if you were to consume a raw potato, that starch is not going to break down too well. So you can actually do raw potatoes. But who's going to want to do a raw potato? Potatoes are only good if you cook them in the mashed potatoes or fry them. So this is the problem with starches. And so we don't want to consume a lot of starch that's going to break down and spike our blood sugars. Strawberries. 1/2 cup has about 7 total carbs, 2 fibers. So we have a net of 5 carbs. And then we get 3 sugars, okay? Fairly on the low side. Now, we're still missing 2 more carbohydrates. What is that? Starches. But because we have some fiber, it's acceptable in lower amounts. We have only 1/2 cup right here. So can we eat strawberries in unlimited amounts? No. You keep small amounts. You can deal with this many carbs because there is some fiber, and the sugars are fairly on the low side. Then we get to carrots. 2/3 cup of carrots, and we're just going to shred them, gives us 7 total carbs. Fairly low, actually. Fibers, 2, and so it gives us a 5 net carb. It's actually virtually the same as strawberries, but it has 1 extra sugar. So carrots are not like kale, and they're not quite as good as strawberries, but they're still within the range that you can actually consume them, especially if they're raw, okay? You can consume a little bit of carrot here and there. It's not going to be a problem because it has the fiber. Then we have something, I don't know if you've ever heard of this, called bread. One slice of white bread gives 15 carbs. Look how much fiber. Not even 1 gram. It's 0.8 of a gram. So it gives us a net carb of 14.2. And sugar is very low, 1.5. So you're like, wow, bread is low in sugar. I can go ahead and do it. Well, you know what? What do we get here? We don't have a lot of fiber. We have a lot of starch, okay? And that's heated. It's made from flour. So that starch is broken down. It's going to spike your blood sugars big time. So it's not keto friendly. Then we have pasta. Just 2 ounces of pasta, okay? Gives you 42 carbs. Pretty darn high. I mean, it's like a lot more than bread. Fiber is 3, so we have 39 net carb. That still falls within the 50 grams per day, but look at, there's one sugar, which is low, but this is like pure starch. You're going to find that it's going to create a serious spike on your blood sugars. Maybe not right away, but 1 to 2 hours later, it's going to go up. And that's what's unique about pasta. It's more dense, so it will spike your sugars. So it's definitely not keto friendly. You have a lot of starch. You're getting this pasta from grain. The grain is turned into flour. It's heated. So it's not going to be the type of carb that you want to do. Let's take a look at rice. 1 cup of rice, 45 carbs. 1 cup. It has 0.6, that's less than 1 gram of fiber, hardly any fiber at all, giving you net carbs of 44.4. But look at this, it only has 1/10 of 1 gram of sugar. So, you know, you can look at that and go, wow, that's so great. It is pure starch. And guess what? No one chews on raw rice. They boil it, they steam it, until it's nice and fluffy, right? And they add a little butter and salt on it. You don't want to do that. You can have unheated rice if you want. You can chew on that, but there's not much pleasure in that. So I hope I gave you enough examples to get across the point of we have to look at not just the sugars, the carbs with the starch, the type of starch, okay? And is it heated or is it processed? Hey, before you go real quick, I have a course entitled How to Bulletproof Your Immune System. It's a free course. I want you to take it. And here's why. Here's you. Here is your environment. Everyone is focused on this over here, avoiding your environment. But what about here? What about strengthening your immune system? That's what's missing. This course will show you how to bulletproof yourself, and so you can tolerate and resist your environment much better by strengthening your own immune system. I put a link down in the description right down below. Check it out and get signed up today. Hey guys, I just want to let you know I have my new keto course just came out. It's a mini course. It covers all the basics and how to do it correctly. You can get through this in probably 20 minutes at the very most. So if you're interested, click the link below and get signed up now.